Okay, today's daf is Menachos daf Chaf Dalid. We left off on daf Chaf Gimel Amid Beis. We're at the third wide line of Chaf Gimel Amid Beis, Tashema. We were in the middle of discussing the idea of Basar Batal or Basar Mevatal Azlinan, meaning the Gemara was talking about the idea, working with the assumption that Min Bimino is not Batal, and when you have two like kinds, that they work together with each other. So the question then becomes, what happens when one min can become like the other min? It's not already like it, but halachically, it can become like the other min. So does that make it min bimino enough that it loses the chances of bittel? So assuming that is the case, that it would lose the chance of bittel, which min has to have the ability to become like the other min in order to lose the chance of bittel? So that was the discussion. That was the machlokas we had yesterday, whether we say the batel or the mevatel has to be able to lose become like the other min in order to lose the chance of bittel. So we brought a few rayas yesterday, and today we're going to bring a fourth and final raya as it relates to a potential bittel situation between regular flour and spices in the mitzvah of matzah. That if the flour becomes batel, then a person is not obviously going to be able to yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. But if the flour does not become batel, he will be able to yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Then on Chavdal and Amar Aleph, and the large majority of today's daf is going to focus on the notion of tziruf kli, that when you have a korban mincha, so you have all of the ingredients in a single kli, to what extent does that combine all the ingredients to make it a single korban mincha? Let's say you have two korbanos mincha in the same kli, and you do one kemitza or a kemitza from the middle. What makes it a tziruf kli? So the Gemara is going to raise seven shailas in the world of karbanos, in the world of tumen tahara, related to, in one way or the other, related to the issue of tziruf kli. It's no gael lemaisa the issues of tziruf kli for hafrashas chala, but the Gemara is going to talk about tumen tahara. The Gemara is going to talk about karban mincha as far as tziruf kli is concerned, and then on Amud Beis the Gemara is going to have a discussion if a person loses a half of an isar on a flower from his karban mincha and replaces it, and then finds what he originally lost. So to what extent do we assume that the lost one is still connected to the other half that it had left behind? And to what extent do we assume that the new one is the actual carbon mincha that's connected to the one that was left behind? That's going to be the last sugya on the daf. I should mention today's shiur is once again sponsored by Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas, Milton Kramer, Yechiel Michel Ben Chaim Schner Zalman Alevi, the Neshama Shlev Naliyah from the Zuchus of our learning. So again, we left off in Daf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Tashema, which is the fourth and final proof on this issue of Basar Batel Azinan or Basar Mevatel Azinan. So Tashema says, Gemara will bring a raya. Tibla b'ketzach b'shumshamin uv'chol mini tablin. Let's say a person spices up his dough that he wants to make matzah with some type of spice, whether it be ketzach, shumshamin, or any other type of tablin, ksheira. That matzah is going to be kosher. You're able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach with such matzah. Why? Because matzah hi, el shenikres, matzah mitubeles. It is matzah, it's just spicy matzah. It's just seasoned matzah. But it's still called matzah. It doesn't lose its shame matzah. So kasalka daitach da apish la tavlin tfei mi matzah. The assumption of our raya is that you put so much spices in there that there's actually more spice than there is matzah in there, and nevertheless you're still yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. The Tosos points out in Dibur Maskel kasalka that it's not the derech to do this, but nevertheless sometimes there's a lot of it. Meaning it's not normal to make a seasoned bread where there's more seasoning than there is bread. But it could be that in a specific spot in the bread, in the matzah, the seasoning clumped together and it became the rove in a particular spot. And even if your kazayis is eating from that spot, you know, sometimes you're eating food and like the spices sort of got trapped in a certain area and it's unusually strong in that area. So even if your kazayis comes from that spot where there's more tavlin than there is kemach, even then you'll be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. Says Mar Bish, Lamel Man Yamar Basar Batel Azinan. if you say like Rabbi Chanina, that we look at the batel, so batel havi kim mevatel. So over here, the batel, which is the flour, is able to become like the tavlin as far as the mitzvah of matzah is concerned. What does it mean, it's able to become like the tavlin? Spices are not good for the mitzvah of matzah. This flour can become not good for the mitzvah of matzah. This flour can become pasul for the mitzvah of matzah. How so? Dilchima apsha havelikatavlin. If the dough spoils, so then it turns into something that is not worthy for the mitzvah of matzah, and you're not yotze yuchiv of matzah with it. So therefore, we can consider this taroves a taroves of min bimino. Min bimino is not batel, so the flour that still is in good shape and still can be used in mitzvah matzah is perfectly kosher. We do not assume that it became batel in the tavlin. Elman yam rabasar mevatel azlinon. But if you assume like Rav Chista that we follow the mevatel, well then we have a difficulty because tavlin mika avu matzah, the mevatel can never become matzah. Spices will never have a din matzah. Matzah you could be yotzei with chamesh saminim and that's it. You're not able to be yotzei matzah with anything but chamesh saminim. So since it can never become like the flour, so therefore this should be considered a tarovus of min b'she'eno mino, and therefore there should be bittel. So if there's more tavlin than there is flour, the flour should be bittel. It should not be kosher. So isn't this therefore gevaldik araya against Rav Chista? Now this is a little bit different than the previous cases. Tosfos points out in Dibra Maschil Ella, this is different than the previous rayas that we brought, because by all of them the taste of all of the different parts of the taroves are the same. Over here, the tam of the matzah and the tam of the tavlin, they taste differently. So if there's a taroves of tam matzah, you should with the tam matzah you should be able to be yotzei your chiyuv. Because you still have tam matzah. So you have to say that our sugya disagrees with the sugya in Zvachim, Dafayin Ches, that talks about the issue of tam matzah being the koveya, and all that. We don't follow tam as far as this is, as far as the tarovis is concerned. So anyway, so says the Gemara, not a raya at all, because we already gave away the answer even in asking the question, because we made it clear what our assumption was in asking the question. So now you know that if you just say that assumption was incorrect, then the whole question falls away. Hachamay askinan delo afish latavlin deruba matzihi lo betela. Maybe the matzias of the case is that it's not that there's more tavlin than flour, there's more flour than tavlin, so that's it. So that's then there's nothing to discuss. So that's so the matzah is the rov, and therefore it's not going to become batel, and that's why you're able to be yotzei the mitzvah. And dekanami dekatani matzahi elashinikres matzah mitubelas shmamina, and that's why it says specifically matzahi. What does matzahi mean? That in the majority it actually is matzah, it's just that it's called the matzah mitubelas, and therefore not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah. The Magen Avraham in some Kuf Samaches discusses the second day on Shulchan Aruch over there in Siv Zayin, that if you have a dough that you have honey or shemen or chalav or mine tavlin baked into it, and you can definitely taste the meperos. That's the simon about pasah babikisnin. So there are three definitions of pasah babikisnin. They're all quoted in Shulchan Aruch. So one of them is that there's so much sweetener in there that you could taste the sweetness of the dough. That has a din of pasah babikisnin. You don't say amotzi on it. You say bori minei mezonos on it and bracha achas mein shalosh. So Magen Avraham discusses, let's say you have some water mixed in that dough as well. Does that take away the status of pasah babikisnin, or is it only if it's dafka mei peros, that's 100% mei peros, that it's pasah babikisnin? What if it's a combination of mei peros and water? So Magen Avraham brings a lot of rayos that the matzah that you yotzi your chiyuv with on Pesach is only matzah that you could be mevarich hamotzi on, only matzah that you could bench and be mevarich hamotzi, which is very interesting. That's why Sfarim really had to use soft matzahs, because the brittle matzahs, they would hold our mezonos. They would hold our not hamotzi anyway, even throughout the year. So, leaving that aside, that he says it has to be that the matzah that we use on Pesach has to be something that the ikur bracha, not just when you kaveh suda, but that the ikur bracha on it is hamotzi. And one of the rayas is from a Rambam. The Rambam says a person is not yotzei matzah with matzah that's asur to him, like he eats it as tev. hevel or maisa rishon shalanda shumaso or it's matzah gezula, and he says zaklal kol shemavarchun lav birchas hamazon yotze bayidei chavaso. So he was very clear. Any time you yotze birchas hamazon, you yotze yuchiv. Kol she'ein omrin lav birchas hamazon, ein varchun lav birchas hamazon, ein yotze bayidei chavaso. So from the fact that he makes a klal out of it that it's got to be birchas hamazon, so it sounds like it's not only about isurei achilu, which is the context of the Rambam, about it being usur to eat, but even about that that has to be the bracha of the matzah. So since matzah that's baked with mei peros is kosher, so it has to be that matzah that's baked with mei peros is not pasah b'kisnin. Because if it were, it wouldn't be birchas hamazon. Meaning his raya is that you see that our Gemara assumes that you have spices in the matzah, as long as there's also water in the matzah, it's still kosher to be able to use for the mitzvah of matzah. So it must be that that having mei peros in the matzah, as long as there's also water, it would still be amotzi lechem and aretz. It would not be mezonos. So that's a major discussion in the poskim, whether this is in fact a raya. Certainly, we don't do any of this. We maintain pure tam matzah. We try not to have any other tam mixed in with the matzah. We're afraid that any other tam is going to be mevatel the tam matzah that a person has to have. Okay, says the Gemara Vayta now. Kisalik Rav Kahana, when Rav Kahana went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, Ashkinul Bnei Rabbi Chiya di Yasi v'Kamri. He saw that the Bnei Rabbi Chiya were sitting and learning, and they were learning menachos related in Yanim. So they said as follows: Isaron Shechilek. Let's say you have an Isaron that was divided into two parts, v'nicho bevisa, and it was put into a kli shares where you do the belila of the mincha, where normally you would mix the flour and the oil of the mincha. So the two halves of the mincha are not touching each other. V'naga tvul yom, and someone who's a tvul yom, meaning he still needs tar of shemesh in order for him to become tar, naga tvul yom be'echad man, touches one of the half of Isarons. So mahu, does the half Isaron that he didn't touch become Tame as well? Meaning, to what extent do we say Tziruf Kli? That since these two half Isarons are in the same Kli, they're considered a single unit, and even if someone Tame touches only one of them, that the other one is going to become Tame as well. Kitnan Kli Mitzarif Masha Betocho Lakodesh Hani Mili Hech De Nagi Ba'adadi Aval Hech De Nagi Ba'adadi Lo Odum Aloshna. When we say in the Mishnah Chagiga that if there are lots of pieces of Kodesh food in a single Kli, and a Tvul Yom touches one of them, that they all become pasul because the Kli is Mitzarif, all of the pieces together to be considered a Chaticha Achas, that's only when the Chatichos touch each other, but when they're not actually touching each other, the Kli is not going to be Mitzarif them, or maybe it doesn't make a difference, the Kli is Mitzarif, even if they're not touching. So Amalahu Ihu, Rav Kana said to the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, Mitnan Kli Mechaber, Kli Mitzarif Tanan. It doesn't say in the Mishnah Kli Mechaber that it's Mechaber that which is inside of it. That would imply that they're touching each other. Chibur implies that there's actual physical contact. It says Mitzarif, that it combines, that it joins together all that is within it, which sounds like there doesn't need to be physical contact between them. They don't need to be touching each other. The Kli is actually Mitzarif, and therefore the Chatzi Yisaron that it didn't touch, that the Tvulium didn't touch, will also become pasul, will also become tameh. Another shayla, Bnei Rabbi Chiya asked Rav Kana, Hoshit echad libeinehen mahu. Let's say you put an additional chatzias isaron, which is not part of the carbon mincha, it's not connected to that carbon mincha, between the two half isarons of the carbon mincha, and a tvul yom touches that additional chatzias isaron that's in the kli. So it's one thing you talk about the two chatzias isarons that are both part of the same carbon mincha in the same kli, and tziruf kli is going to say, well, look, they're the same carbon and they're in the same kli, so it's all one unit. But now you took something that's a foreign item. You took a chatzi yisaron that's not related to that korban mincha, and you also put it in that kli. Is the tziruf even that strong that if the tamei person touches that extra chatzi yisaron? So what's the din? Do the other shnei chatzi yisaron of the korban mincha become tamei or not? Samar lehus, Rav Kana said back to them, tsarich lekli kli mitzarfo, ain't tsarich lekli ein kli mitzarfo, only that which requires a kli, meaning the carbon mincha. The carbon mincha needs to be in a kli, so then the kli is mitzarifit. But this extra chatzi yisaron has no need to be in this kli. There's no halachic imperative for it to be in a kli. So therefore, the kli is not going to work its magic. It's not going to be able to mitzarifit together with the other two pieces. So if you're metame it, you are metame it alone, and nothing more. The Tosos points out that the Gemara Maseches Chagiga tells us that according to Reish Lakish Bishumbar Kapara, the Chacham Mor goes there that even that which is not Sarech L'Kli, the Kli is Mitzaref. So why does our Gemara seem to assume that Lahalacha, that it's not that way? So he says that Rav Kahana holds that does not hold that the Gzer was that the Kli Mitzaref even that which is not Sarech Lo. He holds that we are knowing Dinit Siruf even by a Kli that doesn't have a base Kibul. He understands that differently. That it's not that which does not need to be in the kli is part of tziruf kli, but that tziruf kli can work even with a flat kli, a kli that doesn't have a base kibul. Okay, and then the Tos gives another answer that maybe no, maybe the Gezerah means that a kli is mitzarif, that which doesn't need to be in there right now, but once did require a kli, but that which never required a kli, like in our case, the kli is not going to be mitzarif. So then the Gemara says a third shayla that they asked. Hoshit tvul yom es etzba'o beinehem. Let's say a tvul yom puts his finger in between the two halves of the Karban Mincha, not touching anything, just in the airspace of the kli, but he doesn't touch the Karban Mincha at all. So do the two halves of the Karban Mincha that are in that kli become tameh? So amlu ein lecha davar shemetame mavir al kli cheres bilvad. Well, the bisa that they would use to be bolo the Karban Mincha is not a kli cheres. We're talking about kli sharis over here. So that's not a kli cheres. That's why when they discuss all the archaeological finds and harabais, whatever is a kli cheres, they know is not kli sharis, right? So they know that you're not dealing with kedusha. But those things that are kli sharis, obviously that would be a different story. But whatever is charis, you know it's not kli charis. So you're not going to be able to have a discussion. That doesn't make any sense that there would be any tumah ba'aviro when you're not talking about a kli charis. So that's a non-issue, the Gemara says. In fact, it's such a non-issue that Havamin is difficult to understand. Right? This is something that bothers the Rishonim and the Achronim. How could it be Ola al Das, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya, that a kli that's not a kli charis is going to be mekabel tumah me'aviro? This is like the ABCs of tumah and tahara, right? So it could be one of the achronim suggests that they hold that since the kli is mitzarif the chelkei hamincha and mechaber the different parts of the korban mincha, so someone who puts his finger in between them, it's ki'ilu is nogea them. Meaning, how does tziruf kli work? What their suffix was is tziruf kli a din in the contents of the kli, or is it a din in the kli? A din in the contents of the kli, that these contents that belong in the kli have a tziruf, or is it that the entire kli is considered condensed and it's considered like it's all smacked together? So when you put your finger in the avir kli, it's not really that, it's ki'ilu, it's everything in the kli is all joined together. Okay, whatever their suffix was, it definitely doesn't work. The tumah does not transfer just in the avir of the kli, because we're not talking about a kli cheres. Okay, so now the Gemara raises another shayla with regard to tziruf kli. Hadar ihu ba'minayu. Now the conversation turned around. Rav Kahana started asking the Bnei Rabbi Chiya questions. Up until now, they were asking him questions. Ma'u likmotz mizeh al zeh. You have two half isarons of a single korban mincha put in a single kli. They're not touching each other, these two half isarons. Can you take a kmitza from one half of an isaron and cover the entire korban that way? Meaning, and have it work for the other half isaron as well. Meaning, certainly as far as l'chumra tziruf kli works, as far as transmitting tumah, so he said tziruf kli makes it a single unit, you're metame one, the other one's tame. What about l'kula? What about as far as being yotzei the mitzvah of kmitza? So what it boils down to is tziruf d'oraisa d'rabanan. Is tziruf only a din d'rabanan? In which case, yes, we could be machmir based on tziruf, but they're not going to be mekel and say that tziruf is going to allow you to be yotzei a mitzvah. Or no, maybe tziruf is a din d'oraisa that we learn from the pasuk of kaf achas. The Gemara Chagiga daf chav gimel says that hakosav asa'u kol ma'ashem bekaf achas. Kav achas does not just mean one spoon. It means whatever is in the spoon is achas. Whatever is in the kli becomes achas. So if it's a din d'oraisa, then it's going to be knowing ben l'kula, ben l'chumra. So Amar lo, the Bnei Rabbi Chiya responded to Rav Kahana, zu lo shamanu, kayotze bo shamanu. We didn't ever hear we don't have a clear tradition on exactly that shayla, but we can make a tzushta. We have a very similar tradition on a different shayla. Ditnan, because the Mishnah tells us, our Mishnah, you have two karbanos mincha that neither of them had a kmitza taken from them, and they get mixed in with each other, so it's they're both teva at this point, in the sense that neither had a kmitza, and they mix with each other. If they're not totally mixed together, and you're able to take a kmitza from one without touching the other karban, and you're able to take a kmitza from the other without touching the first one, ksheros, then they're both going to be kosher, and the kmitza that you do is going to be perfectly fine for everything. Vimlav, but if you're not able to take a kmitza from one without also picking up some pieces of the other karban mincha psulas, then they're going to be pasul. So kiyachalik motz miyak sheros. But what do you see? That if you're able to take the kmitza from each karban mincha on its own, then they're both going to be kosher. But amai hachtema ariv halon naga. But the chelik of the karban mincha that's mixed with the second karban mincha is not touching your kmitza. Meaning the Gemara is making an assumption over here that how is it that you're able to take a kmitza from one, knowing for sure that you're not at all touching the other karban? It's that they're broken up. That you have like three piles in the kli. One pile that is purely from karban mincha A, one pile that is purely from karban mincha B, and a third pile in the middle that's a combination of karban mincha A and B together. So you take your kmitza from the two extreme piles, and then you know that you're not touching. But why does that work? They're not touching each other. So it must only work through tziruv kli. So you see that tziruv kli works even l'kula, not just l'chumra. So amarava dilma begushna mechulak nasim. Who says that they're not touching each other? Maybe it's talking about where it's all touching each other, but like a fork, you know, a fork has four prongs to it, but on the bottom it's one solid unit, and on the top they're very distinct. So maybe your Karban Mincha is set up that way, where you know, you have very clear, you know, this is Karban Mincha A, this is Karban Mincha A, this is Karban Mincha B, this is Karban, and in the, over there it's mixed together. So on the sides it's separate, and in the middle it's mixed together without even though it's all touching each other, even though it's all connected in that sense. So my Haviela. Okay, so then we don't have a Raya from there, from our Mishnah. So back to our Shaila, right? Well, what's the din? Can you take a kmitza on two halves of a mincha that are in the same kli and are not touching each other? So Amar Rav Tashma, I'll bring another raya. The Tanya, it says in a braisa as follows. Veherim imenu. By the Vodos HaMincha, the Pasuk says, Veherim imenu bekumtso. And we darshan, mimenu means mina mechubar, that the mincha has to be all connected to each other. Shelo yavi isarun b'shnei kelim v'yikmots. You cannot bring your isarun of flour in two separate kelim and do the kmitza. So we're medayik from the brisa. Yeah, when they're in two separate kelim, you can't do the kmitza. Habikli echadum yodishne kelim kamit. Well, you see from the brisa that if it's in the same kli, even though it's positioned in such a way where it's almost keilu, it's in two separate kelim, then you can't do the kmitza. And we're assuming what would such a case be? What does it mean that it's in the same kli but it's keilu dum yodishne kelim? Must mean that they're not touching each other, that it's broken up into two pieces that aren't touching each other. So I'm like, Abaye Dilma, Shnei Kelim Echidami, Kigon Kviza Bekaba. Now, maybe we're misunderstanding what the Brisa means by Shnei Kelim and what the Brisa implies by Kli Echidum Yud Shnei Kelim. Maybe Shnei Kelim means you have a Kviza Bekaba, that you make you hollow out a small Kli in the walls or in the center of a larger Kli, and you put a Chatzi Isaron in the larger Kli and a Chatzi Isaron in the smaller Kli, and you take the kmitza. The alpha gav da arivi me'iloi, that even though it mixes on top, over the top of the surface of the kli, kiven the mafsim mechitasa the kviza mitasa lo. Since at the bottom in the actual avira kli, they're divided. There's like a divider in the kli, so that's not considered a tziruf, and that's why you're not able to be komitz. Meaning that's what shnei kelim means. So shnei kelim means, I'm trying to think of a kli that we have, like a kli that has dividers in it. So whatever's on one side of the divider and on the other side of the divider will only mix if you heap it over the top of the kli. So we're saying that's two kelim. That's if the only way they can be misarif is by going outside of the kli, by going above the level of the kli, by heaping it over the top of the kli, that's not called a tziruf as far as karban mincha is concerned. What is then an example of kli echad dumya d'shnei kelim? Ha kli echad dumya d'shnei kelim echidami kigon arevas tarnagolim. You have the yisarun put in a kli that's similar to the areva, the feeding trough of tarnagolim, where what they have is they have like a lower mechitza inside the kli. So in order for them to combine with each other, for the contents of either side of the divider and the kli to combine with each other, it doesn't need to be heaping over the walls of the kli, because the mechitza inside the kli is lower than the walls of the kli. So it could be within the walls of the kli that they connect with each other. The avagav de mifsik on mechitzasa, even though when the mincha is put inside the kli, the mechitza is mafsik on the bottom between the two parts of it, hanagia, but they are touching within the walls of the kli as well, and therefore it's considered a single unit. So that's why it works over there. But that's not a raya to our shayla. Aval hachad lo nagia klal. Our shayla is, it's in a regular kli, no dividers, but it's not touching at all. That's the opposite. What that price was talking about is it's in a kli with a divider, but then it is touching above the divider. We're talking about there are no dividers, but they're not touching. It's broken up into two pieces. So tibayulach, that's still a shayla, and therefore we leave that unresolved. We don't have an answer to that shayla. So by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, now the Gemara raises another shayla. Now we're done with the conversation between the Bnei Rabbi Chiya and Rav Kahana, but the shaylas continue along the same line. So by Rabbi Yirmiyahu, tziruf kli v'chibur mayim mahu. What if you have a half of an isaron that became tamei through tziruf kli, meaning you have two half isarons in a kli that are not touching each other? Tumah touched one of them, one of the halves, and the other half isaron became, that's in the kli, became tamei with tziruf of kli, and outside of the kli there's another half isaron that's connected to what's inside the kli through a stream, through a nitzok of mayim. So the water is flowing from one to the other. So mahu, do we assume that the chatzi isaron that's in the kli is metame even that which is outside of the kli through the chibur of mayim or not? So this isn't really a shayla of tziruf kli per se, this is a shayla of tziruf to what's outside of a kli through nitzok chibur. So ki tnan kli mitzariv masha b'tocho l'kodesh hayni mili dekavai av devrei lo adum l'kivin de mechaber mechaber. Do we assume that when we say a kli is mitzariv, whatever's inside of it as far as kodesh is concerned, that's only as far as what's inside of it, but to affect that which is outside of it through chibur, that's not going to work? Or do we say no, that it's chibur is chibur, and therefore it since the chitzon is mechubur to the pnimi, it would also become tamei, even though the pnimi only became tamei through tziruf? I mean, what we're saying is that the part that's connected to the outside never became tamei directly. It only became tamei through tziruf. So can you have a tziruf plus a chibur? Do we say that's already too weak of a connection to the tuma? Right? Meaning, because we know kli is mitzarif, chibur is mitzarif. But what about chibur and kli? Can the tuma transmit in doubly in that way? So vim timtzilomar kivan de mechaber mechaber. And if you can say, well, it's connected. What difference is it? Once it's connected, it's mamish connected. So chibur mayim v'tziruf kli v'nagat vol yom mibachutz mahu. What if you have a chati yisaron that's outside of the kli, that's mechuber with water to a chati yisaron that's inside of the kli, and a tful yom touches the chati yisaron outside of the kli, and is mitame and through that is mitame the chati yisaron that's connected through the stream inside of the kli. Now, what about the other chati yisaron? Meaning, we know it works in the direction. Assuming it works in the direction where if you touch a chati yisaron inside the kli, which then is mitame the other chati yisaron inside the kli, which then through the stream is mitame that which is outside the kli. What if the tumah starts with that which is outside the kli? Does it go in the other direction as well? That the chibur will be mitame the chati yisaron inside the kli, which will then be mitame the other chatzi yisaron inside the kli. Kitznan kli mitzariv hani mili dinaga migavai av mibroi lo odum aloshna. Maybe this whole din of kli mitzariv is only when the tumah touched that which was inside. But if it touches only that which was outside, then kli mitzariv is not going to work to transmit such tumah. Teku, the Gemara leaves this unresolved. Okay, now another issue relating to tumah. Bai Rava, yisaron shechilko v'nitma echad mehen v'inichu bavisa. So what's the shiloh here? You have an isaron that was a flower divided into two parts. One of the halves became tamei, and then you put both chatzi isarons into a kli. So they were divided into two parts outside of a kli. So there's no tziruv kli. You're mitamei one of them, and then they go into a kli. Every case until now has been that they're in the kli when they become tamei. Over here, a chatzi isaron becomes tamei, then it goes into a kli together with the other chatzi isaron, where they're not touching each other. So the second chatzi is not going to become tamei mishum tziruv kli, because tziruv kli only helps when the tumah happens inside the kli. But then what happens? Chazur tvul yom v'naga ba'uso tamei. The chatzi isaron that was already tamei now becomes tamei again by a tvul yom touching it. Well, wait, tamei again? It's already tamei. What's going to change about that chatzi isaron that the tvul yom touched? Absolutely nothing. It's already tamei. So that's the shayla. Now, can it affect the other chatzi isaron that never became tamei? Because the other chatzi isaron was not tamei prior to putting it in the kli. Normally, you have two chatzi isarons in a kli. Tevul yom touches one of them inside the kli. It will affect the other one. But over here, by the time tevul yom is touching the one in the one that he's touching, it's already tamei. So he's not affecting that one. So do mi amrin on savalo tuma olo? Do we say it's already soveya with tuma? It's already saturated with tuma, so it can't be mekabel any new tuma to now share with its twin, with the other chatzi isaron? Or do we say no? There's no din of savalo tuma. The tuma has the ability to transmit from one to the other. So Amalei Abaye, mi amrin on savalei tuma. Do we ever say such a din that something, once something is tuma, it cannot be makabel a new tuma? Vatnan, but we have a Mishnah Maseches Kelim sadin tuma. Let's say you have something, a cloth that you lie on, that's tamei medras, that became tamei because Zavanidi Yoledes, sat on it or something, Vasa Ovilon, and then you decided to make it into a window shade, so it's no longer something that you use to sit down on or to lie on. Tar min a medras, av a tamei maga medras. It's no longer tamei medras, but it's tamei as if it were something that touched a medras. So it's still matamei ochlu mamashkim, like anything that touched an av hatuma. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Beza Medras Nagaza. What do you mean? It never touched a medras. How can the vilon become tamei with maga medras? So elish im naga ba azav tamei maga azav. No, what we're saying is if the zav touches this sadin in addition to the tumas medras that it had, it also contracts tumas maga zav. So and therefore, when it becomes a window shade and the tumas medras goes away from it because it's no longer a medras, it's no longer something that you would sit on or lie on. But Magazov, it's still eligible for. So that Tumah is still there. So what do you see? That when the Zav touched it, it was already saturated with Tumah. It already had a higher level Tumah. But still, we reserve the Tumah of the Magazov as if it's still lying dormant until it can come out, until it can have an effect. So as soon as you change it into a V-loan, so Tumah's Medrash disappears, the Magazov is there. It's still going to affect it. So the same by our case as well. The Chatzi Yisorun is already Tameh by the time the Tevul Yom touches it, so the Tevul Yom is not affecting it. Yeah, but the Tevul Yom is touching it while it's in a Kli. So that Negiyah of the Tevul Yom is also affecting it, so that it could be Metameh the other half. Ki Nagaba Zav Mia Tameh, when the Zav touches it, it's going to become Tameh. Vafilu B'Sof, sounds like even if the Zav touches it, after it already became Tamei Medris. So it says, Lema Savalei Tuma. Why should that be the case? Shouldn't we say Savalei Tuma? It's already saturated with Tuma, so it's not going to have any effect. So Amalei, my Daishim, Nagaba Zavlabasa Medris. Dil Makai Medris, Tavi Tuma Chamura al Tuma Kala. Who told you that that's the case? Who told you that the case is that the Tumas Medris came first and then the Zav touched it? Maybe the Zav touched it and then the Tumas Medris came, in which case, definitely both Tumas are there, because Tumas Medris is a more severe Tuma than Magazav. See, Zav is not Vatuma. Magazav is only a Rishon. A Medris, that which is sat on, is an avatuma. It's like a tuma yotil of migufo. It's not like a tuma that is contracted by touching something. It's as if it's the source of tuma. It's the avatuma itself. So it's a higher form of tuma. Avlach di dividi tuma kalalo. But over here, by the isaron that was divided inside the kli, our shayla, maybe the second tuma is not chal on the first tuma because they're both tumas kalos. They're both not metame adam kelim. They're both only metame ochlumum mashkim. So maybe that chatzi isaron from the first tum is already saturated with tum. It's not going to have any effect. So Gemara says, brings a raya that we do not say savalei tuma. We do not assume that it's so saturated with tum that it cannot be makabel more tuma from the seifa of the Mishnah. Elami seifa. That Rabbi Yossi is moded to the Chachamim, that if you have two folded over sheets that are one on top of the other and a Zav sits on them, Sha'elion Tame Medris, Vatachton Tame Medris, top one is Tame Medris, the bottom one is Tame Medris, Umaga Medris. And the bottom one is not only Tame Medris, it's also Tame Maga Medris, because not only is it a Medris, the din of Medris that applies that Afilu Asara Matzal Zul Gavzu, even if you have 10 cushions, one on top of the other, and the Zav sits on the top one, he doesn't even touch the bottom ones, all of them become a Medrash HaZav. But not only does it become a Medrash HaZav, it becomes a Maga Medrash because it's also touching the top one. So it's a Maga Medrash as well as a Medrash. V'amai, how could it have Tumas Maga? Lema Savalei Tuma? It's already a Medrash. So how does Tumas Maga then affect it? Isn't it already Savalei Tuma? So it says, well, Hasam V'Vasacha, Sacha B'Zer Chazeh. Maybe it could become a Maga Medrash simultaneous to become a Medrus. But maybe if it's already a Medrus, it cannot then become a Maga Medrus. Once it already has a more severe level of Tumah, maybe a lighter level of Tumah cannot then happen to it afterwards. Says Gemara Vayter, Amar Ravi, Yisar Shechilko Va'avad Echad Mehen, Ve'ever Shachar Tachtav, Ve'nim Tzar Rishon. You were Mechalik and Yisarin into two halves, you lost one half, you replaced it with something else, then you found the first one. Now all three half Yisarons are in the same kli. Nitma avud, if the one that was initially lost becomes tame, avud v'risho mitzarfin. The one that was lost and its twin, the other half of it that was initially with it, are mitzarif with each other and are both tame. Mufrash in mitzarif, but the part that was that was hufrash in the replacement part is not mitzarif, does not become tame. Nitma mufrash, if the replacement chatzi sarim becomes tame, mufrash v'risho mitzarfin. So the replacement and the one that was there the whole time are mitzareif for tumah, but avud ain mitzareif. The one that was lost is not mitzareif. Nitma rishon, if the one that was there the whole time becomes tameh, shnei mitzareif, and then they're both mitzareif. Abaye yamar afilu nitma echanrei nami shnei mitzareifim. That it doesn't matter which one of them becomes tameh, they're all mitzareif. My taima kulu b'nei biksa da'adadininu. All three half isarons of mincha come from the same house. They're all brought for the same carbon mincha, and therefore they're all one unit. And the same is true as far as kmitza is concerned. Kamatz mina avod shiarav v'risho ne'echalin mufrashenu ne'echal. If you take a kmitza from the part that was lost, so then it's shirayim, and the shirayim of that which was there the whole time could be ne'echal, but the replacement part cannot be because it doesn't connect. Kamatz mina mufrash, if you take the kmitza from the replacement part, shiarav v'risho ne'echalin. So it and the one that was there the whole time could be eaten, but avod enu ne'echal, the one that was lost cannot be eaten. But if you take the kmitza from the one that was there the whole time, neither of the other ones can be eaten. I would have thought both of them. No, because it's a suffix which one it's connected to. So the chumra to say that they'll be tamei, you'll say that both of them will be tamei. But to be megil? No, we don't know which one to be megil with, and therefore none of them are allowed to be eaten. Even if you take kmitza from one of them, none of them can be eaten. My time of kulunami, all three halves of carbon mincha are all brought from the same for the purpose of the same carbon, therefore they're a single unit. So since the kometz is only matir one isaron, we don't know which isaron it's being matir, because there's an isaron and a half in the kli. So maskifla Rav Papa says v'shirayim didei mi'anechalin, but its own shirayim of the one that you took the kometzah from can be eaten. Ve'ikad danka de kometz lo kariv, but isn't there the sixth of a kometz that's missing on half of the isaron of a mincha? I mean, the kohen took the kometz from all three half isarons that are in front of us. So it turns out that each half isaron has a third of a kometz taken from it. So since there's only one isaron that's really really a Karban Mincha, there's a shlish of a kmitza that's not chashuv, that doesn't count and is missing from it. So it shouldn't work. So Masmar Yitzhak Braid Rav Misharshia, the Komets Kufay Hechi Karvi, Katlas Chulin, Tilta Chulin. How could you even be makrav such a Komets? One third of it is Chulin. So Ravashi Komets Bedaitit the Koin Talimel, so the Koin Kikomets, I Sarin Kokomets. The Chalos of the Din Komets is Tali in the Das of the Koin, and the Koin has Kavana with this Kmitza only for one Isaron, not for an Isaron and a half. And therefore, the Kometz is not considered Chaser, it's considered Kasher, and the Shirayim of the Chatzi Isaron, of the first Chatzi Isaron that the Kometz comes from, is eaten like all other Shiari Mincha that are Nikmetz Kedina. Okay, but Hashem will pick up with the Mishnah on the top of Chafei Amid Aleph tomorrow.